This podcast is brought to you by SMC. Moneywise, be wise.
You are listening to an exclusive podcast on Money Control.
It's the last day of the trading week, and some people, I'm sure, are heaving sighs of relief because, thank God, it is Friday. It's been a rather tumultuous week on Dalal Street. Several hits have been received. Yesterday was rather particularly difficult Thursday for a lot of traders. All that took place yesterday and all that can take place over today, I have already covered in a morning walk down Dalal Street. Now it is just about the names, and that is the whole point of this podcast. It's called Stock Picks of the Day. My name is Rakesh Sharma and you're listening to Money Control.
Stock Picks of the Day with Money Control.
We spoke to Hadrian Mendonca of IIFL, and this is a list of top three stocks which could give 5-7% return in the next 3-4 weeks. Before we return to find out what's happening on Dalal Street and why these names are attractive buy or sell calls, let's go through the list first. Power Grid has a buy call from IIFL. Target we're looking at is 230 rupees, 230. Stop loss, 207 rupees, upside of 7.5%. Bharti Airtel has a sell call. Target of 309 rupees, stop loss 333 rupees, downside of 5%. And Tata Global Beverages has a buy call. Target of 277 rupees, stop loss 250 rupees for an upside of 7%. We'll return to the recent biographies of those stocks in just a little while, but let's find out what Hadrian has to say about the trends set up on Dalal Street. It's been a terrible week as Nifty 50 broke below the crucial psychological support level of 11,000, but the late intraday recovery towards the end yesterday on Thursday saw the Nifty 50 forming what is called a hammer-like candle pattern after a sharp fall. The pattern, when formed, usually indicates a reversal of the trend, but the reversal will only be confirmed after the Nifty 50 manages to surpass the 11,080, that is 11,080 zone. Bank Nifty 2 formed a hammer candle pattern on the daily chart. It found support near the 28,400 zone, which indicates recovery may be in sight, at least in the near term. Now onto that list of names and why they are attractive today and over the course of the next 3-4 weeks, Louis starts things off with Power Grid, which has a buy call. The stock has shown a strong momentum and has been gaining decent ground despite the heavy sell-off in the overall market. Power Grid has broken out from a consolidation base on the daily chart. The breakout was accompanied with a smart uptick in traded volumes. Investors can hold on to long positions with a stop loss of 207 rupees on a weekly closing basis. That is Power Grid with a buy call. Next up, we have Bharti Airtel, which has a sell call from Hadrian. The stock has been under immense pressure for the past two trading sessions and has finally broken below its crucial previous lows of 328 rupees. The stock closed below its 100 DMA support area, which is a negative sign for the bulls. Traders can therefore hold on to short positions with a stop loss of 333 rupees on a weekly closing basis. That is Bharti Airtel with a sell call. And finally, we have Tata Global Beverages with a buy call as well. The stock has shown immense resilience and has finally broken out from the falling channel pattern on the daily chart. The stock has also managed to surpass its 50 DMA resistance zone, indicating resumption of the higher top and higher bottom structure. Traders can therefore hold on to long positions with a stop loss of 250 rupees on a weekly closing basis for Tata Global Beverages, which has a buy call. One last time those names, Power Grid with a buy call, target 230, stop loss 207, upside of 7.5%. Bharti Airtel with a sell call, target 309, stop loss 333, downside of 5%. Tata Global Beverages with a buy call, target 277, stop loss 250, upside of 7%. Well, here's hoping that some of those names prove useful to you. You know what was not useful? All the scams that rocked the country. You've heard of 2G, Vyapam, Colgate, etc., etc. But do you know what happened at the end of those scams? What was the resolution? Who went to jail? Who did not go to jail? A recap of some of the biggest scams India has seen and what the denouement of those scams have been is what I will take a look at on the Digging Deeper podcast. There's also the Market podcast coming up, which is a recap of the events of the week and what headwinds and tailwinds we have faced. And also, as usual, stories of the day, where I will recap the stories that matter, the interesting ones, the quirky ones, and of course, the important ones from not just India, but from across the world. In the meanwhile, do write into us, mcpodcast@nw18.com. Until the next time you hear from me, this is me, Rakesh Sharma, on behalf of the Money Control Podcast Desk, saying thank you for joining us and do stay with us on moneycontrol.com to be a smart listener and an even smarter investor.
Stock Picks of the Day with Money Control.
The views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are his or her own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.
This has been a Money Control presentation.